I think the Dodgers are the clear favorites right now in the National League West, in my eyes. And this has to do with the depth and with the upside talent that they have on their roster. I think the Dodgers are the clear favorites right now in the National League West. When you're pulling out three MVP level talents at the front of your lineup in Mookie Betts, Shohei Ohtani, and Freddie Freeman, and you add to the depth and you have a Teoscar Hernandez, a Max Muncy, a James Outman, a Will Smith to your lineup, that creates a lot of depth. When you have a pitching rotation where you have a guys that can be a couple of aces and Tyler Glasnow and Yoshinobu Yamamoto with a Bobby Miller and some returns that are coming back for this roster, I think the talent level that the Dodgers have is far superior than the talent level, which is good, but isn't quite to the level of the Dodgers in the National League West. And I think with a large sample size of 162 games, more often than not, the higher talent level wins out. So that's why I think the Dodgers are going to win the National League West. They have a good history and they have more talent than the other teams. What is the second best team in the National League West between the Diamondbacks, Giants, and Padres? And there's reasons to give as far as who you think is the second best. Personally, in my opinion, I got to pay respect to the reigning National League champions, not the reigning National League West champion, the reigning National League champion, the team that represented the National League in the World Series. They might have gotten hot at the right time, yet I think the talent that they have accumulated on their roster, I think, is the most consistent. They do have a lot of good, solid pieces, and they are led by a superstar player in Corbin Carroll. They have some other good pieces, some pieces that they added, some pieces that can add a little bit more power, like a Eugenio Suarez. They added a Jock Peterson. They have other good pieces like Ketel Marte, Lourdes Gurriel Jr., Christian Walker. They are also another aspect about this Arizona Diamondbacks team. One, last year, they were one of the best defensive teams in the game of baseball. They're going to play good, solid, fundamental defense. They also stole a lot of bases last year. I believe second in Major League Baseball in stolen bases last year. On the pitching side, they do have some good pieces, if not a little bit front-loaded, similar to a lot of these teams in the National League West. They got Zach Gallen, who's really solid, Merrill Kelly, who's solid. They added in Eduardo Rodriguez, who pitched really well for Detroit last season. A little bit of questions of how he's going to do with the Diamondbacks going forward, and some questions on how Brandon Pfaadt is going to adapt in his second full season in Major League Baseball. Their bullpen, they do a really good job of implementing the best possible matchups in the bullpen. And I think they're just entering their window of competitiveness as they bring up this young team. San Diego Padres, and talk about them, talk about some of the positives and some of the drawbacks to their club. One, they do have some superstar level type of players. They do have Fernando Tatis Jr., who's one of the most valuable players in the game of baseball, which I know doesn't like to get said a whole lot as a Dodgers fan. He still is a very good player in the game of baseball, really valuable in the outfield. They also have a Xander Bogaerts, who's been really solid. They have a Manny Machado, who's part of that lineup. Yet, if you look at this lineup, it is shallow and has some potential flaws on their lineup. One, they lost a couple of their best hitter, or they lost their best hitter last year, and that was Juan Soto, who had a 158 OPS plus, I believe, last year. Was really incredible, really solid. They also lost Trent Grisham. And then you get to the real strength of this Padres club, which has to do with at least the top four of their starting rotation. They have Yu Darvish, who's a good, solid starting pitcher, maybe not an ace level. He's also getting up there. He's 37, almost 38 years old. So he's a good part of the strength of this Padres club. Same with Joe Musgrove, who has proven in the past that he can be a good, solid pitcher. Dylan Cease, who they traded for traded some of their depth on pitching side at the minor league level to go acquire Dylan Cease, who has proven in the past that he can be an ace, a Cy Young level. Will he be that pitcher for the Padres is another question mark. They also have Michael King, who they acquired from the Yankees, as well as a couple of other pitchers from the Yankees. Michael King is one of those guys who's going to be, I believe, part of the rotation, if I'm not mistaken. And I really like some of the upside that he has. So there's some good pieces. Their bullpen is a little bit shaky. There's nothing that scares you. They lost a Josh Hader from last year. They did lose a couple of their starting pitchers that they have. So they're trying to piece their team together a little bit for this club. So with the Padres, there are a lot of really good pieces, and they were a club that underperformed their run differential last year. Yet with the pieces that they lost, with the lack of depth and the potential lack of patience that they have at the plate, particularly, which is why I pointed out they lost Juan Soto and Trent Grisham, who walked a whole lot, I think that's going to lead to some inconsistencies that might hold this Padres team back from competing at the very top of the National League West. So then that brings up the San Francisco Giants, who especially recently have been kind of the team that has taken advantage of this slow market that has taken place. They were able to land and acquire Matt Chapman, who's a good, solid third baseman, incredible defensive third baseman, little bit of swing and miss in his approach, and had a great start to last season, yet cooled off through the rest of the season, but still a good, solid player for the San Francisco Giants that they've added for a third baseman. And they also won the Blake Snell sweepstakes, or were the team that Blake Snell kind of deferred once he didn't get the long-term contract that he was receiving. And the San Francisco Giants, very similar to the Diamondbacks and to the Padres, have a great top of their rotation. In fact, they have the best 1-2 punch out of any of those teams. And they have Logan Webb, who is an ace, an absolute ace, and all the underlying metrics point to that. And Blake Snell, who was the reigning National League Cy Young Award winner. There is some questions as far as the rest of their rotation. Kyle Harrison, great prospect, yet it takes some time to adapt to the major league level, similar to what we talked about with the Jackson Merrill and a Grant Pauly, although Kyle Harrison has a little bit more experience at the upper levels of the minor leagues. You're also transitioning to Jordan Hicks to a rotation spot from an elite bullpen piece to a rotation spot. How will that experiment go? I'm sure the Giants are working on trying to make that work. They do have the best reliever out of this bunch in the National League West, and Camilo Duvall, who's absolutely phenomenal. So opposing teams are going to have to try to score runs between the starting pitchers around the 1-2 punch that the Giants have into when they get to the last inning, when they try to bring out Duvall to close out the game. Their offense doesn't have that superstar level player. They do have some good pieces. They added a Jung-Hoo Lee. They do have a Jorge Soler, who has a ton of pop. We'll have to see how that plays in that ballpark. Also see how they implement him. And they still have a Michael Conforto, a Lamont Wade Jr. They have a Mike Yastrzemski. I still think the Dodgers are going to win the National League West. I think the Arizona Diamondbacks are likely to be the second place team, just because I like a lot of their clubs. Although it's going to be a good competition between them, the Padres, and the Giants. If I had to choose, I would probably say it's similar to what it was last year. Dodgers, Diamondbacks, Giants, Padres. Just looking at some of the weaknesses, you could mix and match, and you can make an argument for any one of these three teams potentially reaching the postseason. And as we've seen with the Dodgers the past couple of seasons, they've struggled with some of their in-division foes in the postseason during that short sample size. So their competition, as you look out for them, yes, I don't think it has the talent level that the Dodgers do have, yet don't underestimate your opponents that you're going up against. They still have a lot of talent, a lot of good pieces that these teams have. Giants have a great 1-2 punch. The Padres have some depth at the pitching side and have some superstar level players. The Arizona Diamondbacks have a little bit more depth, and they have Corbin Carroll, who's one of the best players in the game of baseball, and have some good pitchers at the start of their rotation. All these teams have reasons why they're going to be good teams, or have reasons to believe that they're going to be good teams in 2024. I still fully expect the Dodgers, because of the talent level that they have, to take the crown in the National League West and to move on into the postseason in 2024, where we'll see what happens from there.